Hey guys, GPD coming at you after the first day of Tokyo Game Show. I'm here at Minami Funabashi Station waiting to get home. It's about 10:15 at night and I just left the Microsoft party, but we'll get back to that in a little bit. So let's do a little rundown of Tokyo Game Show Day 1. Now, certainly I don't mean to start this off by trying to suck all the wind out of the sails, but the general consensus from all the people that I've spoken to, the mostly Western media, that means whiteys in case you don't know, is that this year's Tokyo Game Show seems to be a little bit lacking on the excitement and the quantity and quality of games being shown. Most of the people that I talked to, you know, really they basically have seen this, all the games that are here. They've seen them either at E3 or at the Gamescon. Now, I don't see as much stuff as everybody else does, so a little different for me, but that just seems to be the general consensus. Some of the games that I got to play, I played a bunch of these games, like these third-person action, you know, straight-up action games, such as Bayonetta, 99 Nights 2, the Square Enix, I guess like one of their rare like third-person action game. It's called Niles Gestalt. I think the PS3 version has a different name. I don't know what it is, but they're all fairly similar games. I guess you'd call them like the Devil May Cry type games. Out of those types of games, I think definitely Bayonetta is the best. Of the three, it just has like oozes with style, and you know, it's just, it's a crazy Japanese game, which I think a lot of people can certainly enjoy. So I definitely like that. What else did I get to play that was sort of interesting? I played Pixel Junk Shooter for the PlayStation Network, and I think if you're a fan of the Pixel Junk games, you'll definitely like that. It's you know, it's a third person. It's a, you know, one of those twin stick type shooter games with a little rescuing of civilians thrown in for good measure, but it's got like that techno music type thing going on in the background, and that was pretty cool. One of the things that was very disappointing was that I was very much looking forward to going to Outback Steakhouse and Tony Roma's while I was out here in Chiba at the Tokyo Game Show. And we went out to go to Outback, and it's not even open for lunch during the week. So we walked all the way over there and, you know, struck out. But Tony Roma's is open for lunch, I'm pretty sure. And we're going to be hitting that up tomorrow. I think I'm going to be going with some of the Destructoid posse, my friend Esteban also. So that was fun. Let's see, what other games did I see that were, like, really... really awesome. I don't know. Like, there's not that much. Well, I went to the Microsoft party tonight. It's like an international press party, which they do every year. It's always at the new Otani by the pool. And it was really nice this year. Apparently, like, Microsoft USA did all the planning this year. Oh, there's a big train coming. This is going to be noisy. Oh, wow. Wow, it's a freight train. That's pretty... That's how you know you're outside of Tokyo. You see a freight train coming by. But the Microsoft press party was a lot of fun this year. I got to smoke a cigarette or two with Aaron Greenberg, a big muckety-muck at Microsoft, which was a lot of fun. He was very nice. Remember that episode of Friends? You remember when Rachel starts smoking cigarettes with the boss because she finds out like she gets to be in on... like a lot of the decision making and the action because she's out there smoking cigarettes. Well, I got to set up an appointment to see Alan Wake tomorrow because I decided to smoke a cigarette because I had a couple beers. I don't really smoke cigarettes, but you know, from time, you know, if I have enough beers in me, I might want one. So I'm looking forward to that. It gives me a reason to come back tomorrow besides just going to Tony Roma's. So I'm looking forward to that, and I think I'm running out of time here on my 5 minutes. So with that, I will say goodbye. CAGcast is going to be probably up on Monday morning. So until then, well, maybe I'll do another one of these tomorrow, but I will sign off. Goodbye.